A beautiful Tuesday as we reach this final day of this month's topic around creating and succeeding. So I hope that you managed to achieve your goal over the last month, or at least make some solid headway on getting on the path of what you want. And I also hope that it has given you some different perspective or a different way of looking at how you're going to approach your life in general as you move forward. The biggest things for this month is about really honoring your emotions, your feelings, looking at what your potential mindset blocks are around things, your emotional blocks, the core root of all of that. Then looking at like what your intuitive voice is trying to say and how even our own emotional blocks can hinder our ability to hear our intuitive voice. And then we looked at inspired action, so doing things in a more enjoyable way. So there's lots of different factors actually when we're looking at creating and succeeding. And when you kind of get in the habit of that, it just becomes very natural. At the moment, if it's something that's more new to you, you know, it's about trying to say, okay, well, I have to kind of consciously think about that to put that in place. And that's fine, because the more you do it, the easier that will actually become. Also to say well done on what you have achieved this month, for finishing the month in the first place. And I know that a lot of you have done great things, and we've been chatting about those in the WhatsApp group. So keeping moving with your goal, moving forward with, if you didn't get your goal, for example, finished this month, maybe you've just joined a few weeks ago, maybe you just actually had so much coming up that you couldn't do it, start again now or continue on the process. Sometimes if we set a goal and we don't achieve it, we just kind of put it to the side. Keep going, whether it was a simple goal or a longer term goal, keep moving with it, keep taking that inspired action and moving towards where you want to go. What I would like you to do as well is to look at what you've achieved this month and honour and acknowledge that and be proud of what you've done. So perhaps writing out your achievements this month would be really good. And even if you didn't, like I said, get to the goal where exactly what you wanted, but you took a couple of steps towards it, I want you to write them out and, you know, again, offer yourself thanks and pride for doing that, okay? Because it does take a lot, actually. And what's really interesting is we all see that. Like, interestingly, the first kind of part of the month in the WhatsApp group, everybody was sharing stuff and everything, and then it just kind of dwindled down a little bit. People weren't sharing as much about their goal. So this is what happens. It's human nature. We start, we're gung-ho, we're ready to go, and then we kind of give up. And I suppose, or we just slow down even. It's not that we give up. So if you have achieved your goal, great, get on to the next one. What's the next step? So maybe you've a longer term goal and the goal you set this month was just a small piece of that. Brilliant, on to the next step now. If you didn't achieve your goal at all and put no effort into it, like I said, you can start again. Or if you're like in the process of going forward with your goal, keep going with it. Keep the momentum there. Keep moving forward. So yeah, look, it's been a really lovely month. I was delighted to hear from some of you that you felt it was more uplifting, because we have done a few heavy topics over the last couple of months, and we'll be starting our next topic tomorrow. So I'll be in touch with you about the details of your bundle and all of that on Wednesday. And there was something else I was going to say there and I can't remember. Yeah, so have a really lovely Monday, or God, I'm like a few days behind. Have a really lovely Tuesday and can't wait to get started with our new topic on Wednesday.